Hello, everybody. This is the Two Blind Squirrel Show. We are brought to you by the letter P and the supergroup Journey. It's just hard to find a song by Journey I don't like.
Happy healthcare passing day.
Happy Obamacare day. Hope that y'all are having a wonderful healthcare day. I'm glad they passed this bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's making me sick reading about it. I'm going to need it.
You're going to need the healthcare?
Healthcare.
After
reading all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Oh, anyway, let's not talk about that. That's depressing.
It is.
That's politics. We don't do politics.
Not anymore.
We do 12-second kissing on this show.
That's right.
Let's talk about 12-second kissing.
Politics got us nowhere.
This is the tongue or no tongue show. We're going to talk about whether or not you should use a tongue in the 12-second kiss. No, I'm kidding. Don't turn the show off. I'm kidding. No, we're going to take your calls today. And unless you talk about that, we won't.
Whew. Good.
Whew. Good. Okay. So let's see what we got going on here.
The odds are good they're not going to talk about that.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I wouldn't be so sure about our listeners. Dave might call in.
You never know.
Hello, this is Christina, the flame of Emperor Flame.
Hello, and, Christina.
I thought I'd let you know that we had our first annual Emperor's Flame Awards.
I know, and I'm trying to catch up on all my podcasts, and I've listened to the last couple of three of y'all's, but I can't find the awards show. And I've been told that it's very interesting because, like, Cliff from the Jesus Geeks won, like, for best female podcaster. No, I'm kidding. It was Chelsea.
You're just mean.
I know. It was Chelsea from It's Just Us Cast.
Cool.
So that was neat, and but I also heard we won something for our 100-day podcasting marathon. But anyway, I can't find that. I gotta somehow find that show. And I'm sorry, Emperor and Christina, you guys need some help on your website, and I've neglected you far too long. But we'll work together to get it straightened out. It may just be on Chrome, which is what I've looked at it, but it's like their sidebar is taking up their whole page, and then their shows are like this little bitty
column. Oh,
it's messed up. So I need to help them.
Okay, you do that.
It was this past Monday.
But you can find their show by going to – and she's saying it's this past Monday, but this call is old. You can find their show by going to mylifeministries.org and then clicking on podcast and then clicking on the Emperor's Flame.
And some certain podcasters might want to listen to it to see if they won anything. Hint, hint, hint.
Yes, the potties have been handed out. That's what we're calling them, the potties. I like
that. Yeah. Anyway.
I didn't come up with that.
Hope
that
to hear from y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
That was what they were calling them. I don't know. Maybe they themselves called them that. I don't know. But I've got to find that because I've been interested to see what that was all about.
Hi there. This is Ken from Honolulu again.
They're doing a new Hawaii 5-0. Do you know that, Ken?
Yeah, they're redoing Hawaii 5-0. Are you going to be in it?
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited about this.
He could be like an extra.
Yeah, you could be an extra.
That's so cool.
I like to do when we go to the mall. You know, you were talking about bonding and all of that. When we go to the mall, we like to do what we call – we sit down and we'll watch and we'll do what we call fashion police. Watch some of these people go by with some of their strange clothes, especially some of these little girls now. I mean, these teenage girls,
they're wearing
clothes that a hooker wouldn't wear.
I know.
So you're saying for your dates, you go to the mall and stare at little girls? I think we need to reexamine some of the advice that I've given out, because I don't think that was in there. I don't think going and making fun of others and having a good time at others' fashion expense is really a good romantic Christian way of enjoying your date together. I can't approve of this.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Why are you looking at me that way? Facing, uh-huh.
Hypocrite.
Don't take it away from me. We used to do that a lot, and we don't do that much anymore.
No, we don't anymore.
I mean, man.
It made me feel bad.
It did make me feel bad, too.
You wouldn't believe it. Well, one of our favorite malls is...
I always say, you know what? She's using what she's got.
Well, and so I'll go, Hiko, you're not going to sit. You're letting that go?
There for a while, I was like, you're not going to say anything about that.
I'm like, no, I'm not. I got throwing it away. I got nothing.
Down near the tourist area and watching the tourists and some of the clothes they wear.
Ken, you would like walmartpeople.com. You would like that website.
We're just absolutely hilarious. So, you know, I mean, that's a fun thing to do at other people's expense, of course. It's still a fun thing to do. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
See, and it's a cheap date.
No, that is not one of the McFadden approved.
Oh.
Or squirrel approved cheap dates.
No, that, it's no. not. Okay.
And we're not calling them cheap dates. We're calling them $10 dates.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$10 romantic dates. That is not
You're not
one.
A cheap date.
Oh, brother.
Easy, not cheap, though.
Hey! Hey, now.
Hi, this is Joel from Central Pennsylvania. Hey, I was out on...
Hey, Joel from Central Pennsylvania. Have we heard from you before? Joel from Central Pennsylvania.
Joel. Surely he's listened if he's telling us Central Pennsylvania.
It's true.
On the web the other day, and I found a website that seems to document all of the stuff that Brad fixed. It's called thereifixedit.com. All right, bye.
Bye. Thereifixedit.com. There. If you check that out, it's pretty sad. it's like a you know, it's like a car door made out of wood, you know.
It's duct tape. Yeah.
It's like a bumper duct taped on.
Yeah. It's red green.
Very sad.
Red green gone bad.
Very sad stuff. It makes you wonder about just people in general. But it's funny.
Well, a good piece of plastic and duct tape fix your window in your car, doesn't it?
Okay, I have now found a reason why nobody should take any computer advice from Brad.
Hey! What? God, this is why I don't take calls anymore.
Brad, Puppy Linux and Ubuntu are two totally different distributions.
They're both Linux. Okay, I'm sorry. I just heard, I haven't used Puppy Linux, or whatever it's called. Puppy Linux, is that what I said?
I don't know.
What he said?
I probably have
I haven't used it,
out.
I just heard about it, so maybe I got a little confused there. Okay, good grief, people. It's Linux, and it boots, it does what it said, what I said it was going to do. Oh, by the way, you can also use a live CD and boot Ubuntu from a live CD. I think you can still do that.
Okay. They have nothing to do with each other.
They do have something to do with each other. Both made out of Linux.
Puppy Linux was out like 10 years before Ubuntu was.
I know, but it's been updated, and it's really cool now.
All right.
The user interface is way better. That's what I heard.
I was using it anyway.
You were using it when Linux wasn't cool. I know, John.
Listen, you need to get your facts straight.
I'm not a geek. I'm not the Jesus geek. If people want facts, if the people want straight facts, they need to go to the Jesus geek at the Jesus geek at jesusgeek.info. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If, if they want straight facts, that's where they go to. If they want highly opinionated opinions and 12 second kisses, they come to me.
Pseudo facts.
Why are you throwing logs on the fire over there?
Well, you know, just saying. Not saying.
All right. Don't give people computers.
You don't even know what Linux is.
You're right. I'm in a clue. It's an operating system. It's an operating system.
It's what's on Helen's computer.
It's an operating system.
Yes, very
I
good.
I do too know what it is.
Very good.
I took DOS.
Have you used Helen's laptop since she's had it?
Middle school.
Computer advice. You have no idea. That's why you use a Mac.
High school, excuse me.
I use a Mac because I don't have to know computers anymore. My computer learns me.
Because you don't know how to use computers.
Is he still talking?
Yes.
You have to have Steve Jobs tell you how to use a computer.
It's because I got sick of... I got sick of fixing my computer. Now
you can't
I use
win.
My computer.
You can't win.
No,
see, because they were harping and moaning on that podcast the other day about how they patent everything and how they steal everything and then make it better, and that they're terrible, and that Steve Jobs is horrible, evil.
You know what I think is so funny? It's like the biggest vindication for Apple was like this week on Engadget. Not Engadget. What's it called? Buzz Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're talking about so if you follow them, they're one of them's kind of a Mackie kind of guy, but the other one is very anti Apple. The lady is very anti Apple.
The girl, yeah.
Well, anyway, they've been all excited about these new phones that have come out: the Google phone, the Android phone, and they were very excited about the new Windows phone coming out because it was finally going to give Apple some competition. Well, and they were talking about it, and it's true. These other phones are finding out why Apple did what they did.
Uh-huh.
They're finding out, in fact, the new Windows phone, you're not going to get the whatever it's called, Windows HD or whatever it's called. Uh-huh. You're not going to get it. Windows – what is it called? The Windows phone, anyway.
Yes.
You're not going to get – like if you have 6.0 Windows Mobile or whatever, they're not going to upgrade it because the new Windows has specific hardware standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they were having this is like what Apple got busted for, because only having everything closed and only having the one phone and all that. And Windows is finding out, yes, the only way to really control the experience is you got to control the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And then today,
they talk about that? That they were wrong?
Yeah. Well, no, they just talked about this is why Apple does it.
Uh-huh.
This is why Windows is finding out this is why Windows.
Oh, so they're trashing them last time we heard them, and now they're saying, oh, well, this is why they do it.
They don't really trash them. They're just – it's just kind of this negative vibe going on the show. But then there's just this huge vindication for Apple. And then today on Games and Gadgets, this guy was talking about his Android. He was saying how jumpy it is when he scrolls on mm-hmm. the screen. He mm-hmm. says it's real jumpy and things don't work like they do. They don't work as smoothly do on the Apple, and it's because they're trying to get the hardware to work with the software and the manufacturers. He says the Apple makes it all. That's why it works so smoothly.
Yes.
And anyway, I just thought it was interesting because it was this huge vindication for why Apple has been doing what they're doing all along.
Right.
And that right now, it just seems like in the last 6 months, it's been sort of popular to dog Apple.
Right. Even though
the more popular
wonderful.
They get.
Yeah, the more they
get. The more it's, it's fun to dog them. And
right.
To, They've made some interesting decisions in their app store lately. I'll admit that. Interesting decisions.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, like they did away. This goes back a while, but they did away with the tethering apps. That was the first thing. And then they did away with, why would you,
What's a tethering app?
So that you could tether your laptop to your phone.
Oh.
Now you can still do it, but you have to jailbreak your phone.
Huh.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. Bye.
Bye. And then more recently, they did away some other apps that were questionable in their content, like porn stuff.
Oh, okay.
But they
didn't. How was that question? Why are you upset about that?
I'm not upset. It was just questionable how they did it, because they didn't they didn't get – like you can still get some stuff, but some stuff you can't. It's like, well, why did you – I just think you need to put an illicit label on them and
mm-hmm.
leave them be. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Okay. Do we want to
hear – I know is that it works.
Yeah. I'm not saying. Mad at it. I don't care. I'm not – I'm just glad I'm using
them. Hi there. This is Ken from Honolulu.
Glad they exist.
This is about your episode, Faith is Weird, and your cheap dates episode.
Yes, Faith is Weird. We discussed that already. You'll have to go back and listen to find out exactly how.
I don't even remember.
You don't remember?
No. Why am I weird?
Because your temperature went down instead of up and you're sick.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know where the comment came from. I don't envy the headache you'll have and sleep well and dream of large women. That comes from Princess Bride. Great movie, terrible book. Oh, don't even bother reading the book. Just watch the movie.
Okay.
But that's where that comes from.
Greatest movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And for cheap dates,
yes.
You guys kept talking about Sonic. What is a Sonic?
we explain that in the show. It's a drive-thru. It's a drive-in.
Drive-in.
It's not a drive-thru. It's not a drive-thru. It's a drive-in. That's where you drive up to the restaurant and then the waitress comes to your car.
You push the little button and you order, and then they bring you your food.
They don't all do that. Some of the drive-ins, you flick, turn your lights on, and they'll come out.
The old ones, yeah. There's some old ones in Dallas like that, where you flash your lights and they come out.
Yeah, but those are called drive-ins.
Yes, that's what Sonic is. America's Drive-In.
America's Drive-In.
But it's in the South, so yeah, I can. If I never left Wisconsin, I wouldn't know what Sonic was either.
You don't have an A&W up there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know what Sonic was.
Oh, that's true.
But we had A&W.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
Rudy's. Rudy's is huge.
Prince's in Dallas, mm-hmm. And even Dairy Queen used to be that way. They would come to your car.
When? I've never been to Dairy Queen that came to my car. Did you know that back when I was a kid, Dairy Queen was only open in the summer months Wisconsin?
Because
who wanted to go to Dairy Queen in the winter?
Me.
I've never heard of it.
Not when it's 20 below zero.
Don't even know what it is. And in Hawaii, they don't have drive-ins.
Well, I'm sorry. You're missing out.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You go to your local Dairy Queen. Okay.
Flash your lights.
And you stay in the car. Okay. And you pick out what you want to eat. And then one of you goes in and gets it and comes back and eats it in your car. Same thing.
Have to park your car and walk in. So, but one of the things, cheap dates for Hawaii. Most of the dates, cheap dates that people will have, the date nights, are actually Saturday afternoons or Saturday mornings. And free things you can do. You can go swimming. This is all year round.
Right.
You go swimming, surfing, mm-hmm. kayaking, mm-hmm. hiking.
I want to go to Hawaii.
All kinds of different stuff.
That's awesome.
And as far as going to the theater for $10, not around here. Even the high school stuff is $20, $25 each.
What?
Yeah, let me tell you. Because I'm a real theater geek. And if you want to join a theater around here, you got to be ready to give up some weekdays and weekday afternoons.
Well, that's not the experience for most people.
Right.
And, I mean, our local theater is... I mean, our local theater is normally $5 a ticket. If you don't go on, I think it's the Sunday matinee is the big show.
Yeah.
And that one's $12. Mm-hmm. But normally it's $5. And then if you go at the Christmas one, because it's so popular, is $12.
Yeah, but our movie theater is still only $6. It costs $12 for the two of us to go to
that was a matinee, wasn't it?
No, 7 o'clock movie.
Really?
It's still $6.
That's amazing.
Can you believe that?
Is there an upcharge for the 3D stuff?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Okay. We're cheap. Dallas?
Dallas, it's $20 a person.
It's $10. $10 a ticket.
Because they want you there during the middle of the week, which is really stupid, but, you know. So, just thought I'd say hi.
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey.
I want to come and have a date there.
Yeah, but there's so much
free. Let's go to Hawaii and have a date.
Like you said, there's so much free stuff you can do in Hawaii. Why are you calling a complaint? I don't understand.
He's not complaining.
He's calling a complaint about our
advice. He wasn't complaining.
He was saying our advice sucked.
He did not.
He very nicely said our advice sucked.
You are taking the OJG's call and transferring it over onto Ken's. You need to just chill out about the Ubuntu thing and let Ken tell you how nice it is to date in Hawaii.
The Mermot put me in a bad mood.
I want to go date in Hawaii. Let's go to Hawaii. Hey, it's our 10th anniversary in May.
I'm not going to Hawaii.
Let's go to Hawaii.
Okay. If you can get us there for $10, we'll go.
Oh, Faith and Brad.
Oh, boy.
I thought I would mix it up this time instead of saying
See, and
Brad.
He's back.
Okay, Faith and Brad. Hello, Faith. How are you, Faith? How you doing? Good? That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good. You know what? You irritated Brad, so now I'm a little irritated too.
Hey, wonderful! I love it. Okay, here we go.
You don't. He doesn't really care. He doesn't care my answer because he doesn't call to talk to me. He calls to talk to you, and he calls just to get a rise out of you. That is his perfect principle in life.
I thought that was everybody's goal.
His goal in life is to call Brad and get a rise out of him. Is he related to my dad?
About date night. Date night around my house? No. No, it's more like speed date night.
I don't want to know. That's okay? Way too much information.
John, you got like 12 kids. You're doing just fine.
Yeah, apparently
okay? You don't need any more date nights. You don't need any romance advice, okay? You need efficiencies. You don't need more romance, mm-hmm. Okay? So I'm not too worried about you, bud.
Hey, so wait a minute. Let me turn Buford down here. Date night in my house. We'd like to do speed dating all throughout the week. It's like, oh, we got 5 minutes. Quick, have a date. Because you're not finding anyone who's going to watch 7 children.
No.
And There's hardly ever anyone.
Not seven or much.
One sleeping in my house, except between the hours of like 1 and 4 a.m. So any other time, there's someone awake, asking for water. Their tummy hurts. Anyway.
And whose fault is this? Who can we trace this back to? Let's see. Let's just follow this. Never mind.
I'm not going to complain because I love all of my children. They're all wonderful. So date night doesn't happen at my house. Just doesn't. There's no time for it. And, you know, I think that...
You have irresponsibly handled date night up to this point. That's why you have so many children.
Uh-huh.
So.
But maybe he's got onto something.
If you have to manufacture a night where you decide that you're going to spend time and pay attention to your wife, then something's wrong.
But that's not the point.
No, that is not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about manufacturing a night. Do you manufacture a morning to go to church and worship the Lord? No.
He's just trying to get him. He doesn't think
of course
that.
You live every day for Christ, right? You live every day. You live every day with the same principles towards your wife. You don't treat her any. I mean, you treat her like your wife, and you treat her with respect every day. But one day a week, you set some time aside to take her out of her role as mother and place her back in her role clearly and distinctly as your wife. And then you go out to remind both of you that that is the core of your family, and that that is the principle on which your family is built upon, is your love for one another and the Lord's love for you too. And that happens on Sunday morning. See what I'm saying? So.
See, that's what he does.
Just he gets me all upset.
I know.
Manufacturing.
He wins every time.
He doesn't win. He lost. I had the last word.
He's
still talking.
I always try as much as possible to pay as much attention to my wife as I can. So, no matter how busy we get. And I just want to tell all you guys out there, all you single guys or all you engaged guys, sex begins in the kitchen. All right? Just remember that. Just that you know, do the dishes.
I don't want it in his kitchen. Remind me not to eat at his house. If we ever go to the Marmots,
Lysol.
I'm not eating.
Lysol, baby.
I'm eating before I go. Because if that's where he has the sex, then...
Hydrogen peroxide. It's better than bleach.
And fold a lot, you know, maybe fold some laundry. Bang! You...
Have you called the wrong show? We're not. There'll be no banging.
Oh.
No banging in the kitchen.
Oh my!
And just don't refer to it. I'm gonna have to move on to another call now. Anything I say, it's just gonna make it worse.
He didn't refer to it as banging.
He did too.
He did.
He
not.
Directly did.
He didn't.
Did
not.
Did.
Not.
You can't put the word sex and bang that close together and not make that reference on purpose.
Okay.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. This is first time caller here.
I'm sorry that you're following that call. Welcome to the show. I apologize that I accepted that phone call.
Yes.
My name is Udonna in Spokane.
Udonna in Spokane. We have another listener in Spokane.
What is with people in Washington? Huh.
No, I think this is the sister of the other, of...
Deanna.
Deanna.
Oh, it sounds like her.
The reason why I am calling...
They sound the same.
I was listening to your show, Faith is Weird.
What is with that show?
I had a caller, Deanna, that called in regarding the smoking computer at work.
Yes.
So I need to add a little to that story. As she had mentioned that after all this, she had to go home and talk to her husband, whom is a window IT guy.
Right.
What she didn't mention is her dad used to be on the fire department. and is currently a fire commissioner for a district here in Spokane, which even makes the story even more funny. So, Deanna.
All right, to refresh everybody's memory.
That's classic.
What do you have to know about this story is Deanna calls in and says the computer at her work was smoking. She was there by herself, and their computer started smoking. So she called IT.
Mm-hmm.
No, when something's on fire,
you don't call IT.
You don't call IT. You just unplug it. Throw something on it. You know.
Go get some baking soda.
If it's electrical, you unplug it. If it's still smoking, then you put like baking powder, water, whatever you got. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so she's at work. Something's smoking. She calls IT. IT asks a bunch of dumb questions because that's what they're good at. She gets mad at them. She still doesn't unplug it because she doesn't want to touch it. So she starts kicking it.
So she knocks it over and then
knocks
unplugs
it over
it.
And starts kicking it.
And so it'll unplug
until
on its own.
It unplugs on its own.
Yeah, yeah. And she saved the day.
Then she had to go home and tell
her. She had to go tell her IT husband,
right. Which we didn't know is that her father is the fire commissioner.
The fire commissioner.
You make us proud, or at least make us smile. Okay, proud too. Anyway, have a great day, and God bless.
Oh, that's hysterical. You hear her sister throw her under the bus.
Funny. Under the bus you go!
Oh, I love it. That's great.
Buddy, thanks for calling in and sharing that little nugget.
Man. That's a great first-time caller there.
She called her and she says, hey, my story about the computer's on there. You know, go listen. And then her sister
throws her under the bus.
Hey, yeah, then, you know, that's what happens.
See?
Yes, Faith and Brad, it's Amy walking in the spirit.
Amy walking in the spirit.
A real short message here. I listened to the Faith is Weird podcast.
Really? What is... is that the only show we've done?
They lack the name.
Okay.
I just wanted to comment on Dave's question to all of us that he threw out. I take a shower in the morning. It's a way to wake up. It's a way to get clean. I just have to have it.
I think that was Jeff Romy that actually asked that.
It sounds like a Jeff Romy question.
In the morning. However, if I'm going to work out sometime during the day on my weekends, I may take a shower after working out. So just an answer to that.
Good. I'm glad for
that.
As
well, I just wanted to say that I absolutely loved the cheap dates, or should I say $10 dates,
yes, please,
podcast that you did. Even though I'm not married, and Faith and Brad, I absolutely loved that podcast. Hopefully someday I will be married. Yay. And we'll be able to enjoy some
you can still
of those
go
wonderful dates.
You can $10 go on $10 dates without being married.
I know Chris Martens is all over the $10 date thing.
Everybody wins.
Uh-huh. If you meet him at Starbucks, you might make it for $10.
Everybody, this is why I don't want to go on cheap dates, because cheap dates is like popping bubble wrap in the back of your pickup truck. or, I mean, let's see. Cheap
dates. It's like Jack and Diane. Yeah.
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 Cheap. We're talking about quality $10 dates. That's what we're looking
for.
Yes.
We're not talking cheap, quote unquote.
It's that you out there.
Because we don't want to feel cheap going out on a date.
No, that's not what we're going for.
We're going for quality to make you feel special.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying the podcast, and bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios. Thank you all for the positive feedback on the dates.
Except for you, Mermont.
To counteract Wilkerson's big wet blanket. That's what he takes on his dates to the kitchen.
The big wet blanket. He goes to the kitchen.
Takes a wet blanket to the kitchen to clean up the germs at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Because that's the only time everybody's sleeping.
That's a scary.
They get up to get a drink. They get up to get a drink and go. Ah!
That's a scary compound there. A Wilkerson compound in New York. I can see it on the news now.
Oh.
Local cult leader used his kitchen as sex toys. Good grief. We are going to recover from this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let this drag us down into the toilet
mm-hmm.
or the sink, as it may be.
Two blind squirrels, just in here. I didn't make the noise because I was walking by somebody who's... not my boss, but
you have to do the noise.
You got if you're going to be the space turtle, you got to be the space turtle
all the time.
You can't just not be the space turtle.
You got to be the space turtle 24/7.
That's right. It don't, you can't make up a noise like space turtle and then not do it because somebody that might, it might be embarrassing to do in front of somebody. Mm-hmm. You got to check your pride, man.
It's in that area. So I was thinking, because you were talking about the spending of too much time on the computer. So Macs are actually bad for marriages because everyone loves their computer so much they spend too much time on it.
I will say that Faith spends more time on her MacBook than I do while we are, like, at night. Like, I do, like, from 8 to 5, I do. Like,
uh-huh.
When I'm working at home, then it's always on, and yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
But after 5 o'clock, Faith spends more time on her MacBook than I do, and on weekends.
Well, that's because I sit there and surf the internet. I mean, that's not really...
Yeah, that's sort of what he's saying. What else would you be doing?
Well, I do yearbook work.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I work on the yearbook. But I don't do that a lot.
But when I first got my laptop and I first got into social media, when I first started the forum, we had a big come to Jesus meeting. Because Faith was not going to be married to a person staring at a computer.
Mm-mm.
And now
But I don't, not like
the
tables
that. Have turned
no, they
bit,
have not.
They?
That's not true.
Just a little bit.
They haven't. Not even close.
You're saying that you that I spent more time on my laptop back then.
Yes.
Than you do now.
Mm-hmm.
That is baloney.
Mm-mm.
Big fat baloney sandwich. But I did curb my usage, did I not?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. If you had a Windows machine, you would get frustrated with it and not use it so much.
That's true.
It's true.
Case in point, Macs are bad for society.
But good for social networking.
Yes.
Oh,
if you want to go shopping,
let's
take 16 windows open at the same time.
Let's take two more calls
and
here.
It doesn't slow you down.
We'll take two more and then we will retire for the evening. We have lots more calls.
What?
Oh, oh, wait, wait, turn it down there. I got to turn this down here.
I knew it was him.
Hey, back, babe. I'm enjoying. Oh, hold on, hold on. Okay. Really enjoying the new Groove Shark episode. I have an idea for a theme for another Groove Shark episode.
Oh, okay.
How about playing your favorite songs, top three, so the lists aren't so long and so the people who are Groove Shark lazy and don't want to actually use Groove Shark to send you the songs. The top three songs from the year you graduated high school.
Oh.
And the bottom three songs from the year you graduated
high
school.
A good idea.
Okay, so it's six songs total, everyone. Top three. All right. Top three. Bottom three. From the year you graduated high school. Must be from the year you graduated high school. Had to been released that year. Not... This song was really cool when I was in high school. It has to be from the year you graduated high school because we're going to really see how old and how young some of the people who listen to Two Flying Squirrels are. Come on, Brad. You got to do that. That's all I'd say so far. Bye.
Bye.
He redeemed himself. That's a good way to end.
Yes.
Let's end that with that.
We have one more.
Well, we can't because he might screw it up.
It's not from him.
Okay.
This is a good idea, but let's not get all let's get our songs done first. I'm still I still got three today. I got three today.
Okay.
So let's not cut that too short.
Yeah.
If you have an hour song, that means it's your and your husband's or you and your wife's or you and your girlfriend's song. Please send it in. And we're still going to be doing that. I'm looking forward. I've probably got enough for two shows already.
Okay.
So. Please send those in, and we will continue to do that. I may be able to squeeze them in because it's all one. You know, they're short. But we'll do that. And then the next thing we will do on Groove Shark, I think that's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
We will do that. But the release date, the original release date for the song must be from the year you graduated high school. Now, does that mean, like, if you graduated from high school in 06, it's like 86, I mean.
Uh-huh.
Like, I graduated
like you.
In 86.
Uh-huh.
Could you not have 85 and 86 because your senior year
that's
covered
senior
85
year.
And 86?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that too confusing? Because you really only had 6 months. Then you're only looking at a 6 month release date, and then it wasn't, you know. And then you're
you need the full year of your senior year. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so if you graduate from high school in 86, then the song must be from 85 or 86.
Okay.
And it must be the original release date. No, you can't put in Dirty Dancing songs that were released 50 years ago, re-released. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yes.
All right. You can always check your release dates on songs on Wikipedia.
Okay.
It's a good place for that.
That'd be fun. Interesting.
All right. So last call. Make it a good one. Don't let us down.
Guys, I just finished listening to the Ooey Gooey Show.
Oh.
And I was wondering if you needed to borrow some syrup.
No, we had plenty.
Mm-hmm.
If we could bottle our Ooey Gooey, we could make a mint on pancake syrup.
Yes, we could.
That was such a syrupy show. It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Me being a diabetic told you. Rose my sugar. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Miles Condios. Yeah. I think so.
Mm-hmm. You think what?
I was going to say something and it completely jumped out of my head.
That's the end of this show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little tidbit there. Syrupy, gooey, gooey.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Yep, alrighty then. Well, that's it then.
Oh, boy. If you want, be sure you check out the show that me and Helen do. That is the Skeeter Bar Show, skeeterbar.com. The shows aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our website. The shows are on compassion365.com. But if you go to skeeterbar.com, all the links are there to get you to the Skeeter Bar Show over on Compassion 365. Two Blind Squirrels supports Compassion 365, and we ask that you do too. Please make a pledge as we try to help the children around the world get food, nourishment, and a healthy spirit. And we will be back.
We will.
Maybe not tomorrow night, but very soon.
Yes, we will.
With another Groove Shark show of your songs, your romantic songs, and some $5
footlong
$10 dates. Hey, you could incorporate the $5 footlongs into your
$5 footlong.
Hey there, hey there, sweetie pie, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the show's over.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Why are you here? We're wrapping it up.
Well, I wanted to come in real quick because I had a question. I'm a little confused how you're going to get, I'm a little confused how I can spend $10 on a date.
You mean how you can spend $10?
Yeah, I've been on a lot of dates. I've never spent over $4 or $5. Why would I want to spend $10?
Where do you go?
What do you mean? We go goat tipping and all kinds. We do all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, you're very creative.
Banjo contest.
Oh, are those free?
Duct taping. Competitive duct taping is fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, it's dating for all kinds, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cow chip chunging and...
You know, you might consider maybe putting some shoes on. And
I only put shoes on for church.
Taking a shower.
I don't put shoes on for dating.
Yeah. Well, you might consider that.
I'll get them
you
dirty.
You may get a different quality woman.
Different quality woman.
Mm-hmm. Better, little nicer quality.
Are you saying I date poor quality women?
I'm just saying you might get better quality. You put some shoes on, took a shower.
I don't think Henrietta would appreciate that.
If you don't smell like cow manure or goat manure.
Are you saying I stink?
I didn't say that. I just said you smell like...
Well, golly, I didn't come in here to be all insulted.
You asked how to spend $10. I'm telling you. If you didn't want to know, you should have come in here.
I come in here to ask you how to do spend $10. You tell me don't stink.
Well, that's my advice.
Your advice is don't stink. You pass yourself off as some kind of romantic expert. And that's how you give advice? Don't stink.
Don't stink and put shoes on.
I'll have you know I use broke every time I go out.
Put shoes on. And take her to a nice restaurant. I mean, you know, for you, you could at least go. At least you could go to the fish fry.
Are you saying my bait shop is not a nice restaurant?
No, you go to the fish fry.
I put candles on the table. Well, you know those little flares, you know, that you put on the side of the road. I put them on the tables.
That's dangerous.
Nice, you know, catfish meal there, right there at the bait shop.
That's dangerous. Doing that. Not very dangerous. Safe.
Completely safe there. UL tested and approved.
Oh, okay. You asked me. Take her to the fish fry.
We do. We fry the fish right there at the bait shop.
No, go somewhere where you have to put shoes on and a shirt.
A shirt? By golly, what are you trying to do to me? Taking no shirt? All right, well, I guess I'll see you later. Hey,
maybe $10 dates aren't for you. Maybe they're just not your thing. Maybe you need to just stick with the $450 range. Maybe that works better for you.
I think I'm insulted. You're mean to him.
Asked me. I told him
he stunk.
Well, he does. And I didn't tell him he stunk. I implied.
With goats all day.
I implied that he stunk. I didn't say that he stunk. I just implied it.
You know, I have to fix that. Uh-huh. You know, I have to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the one that has to deal with him the rest of the week and tell him that you don't hate him. He'll come crying, like, why does she hate me? All the time.
Because he comes, stinks.
I do my best for her, and she just hates me. I don't understand. You know, it's just very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring a grown man, a 350-pound grown man, to his knees crying. It's just amazing. Anyway, where were we? We were ending.
Uh-huh.
Vayas con Dios, everybody.
Vayas con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.